Report: Former officer charged in George Floyd's death on suicide watch. By Hannah Blow on May 31, 2020. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer facing charges of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for the death of George Floyd, is reportedly on suicide watch. According to TMZ, Chauvin is in isolation and under hefty surveillance at the Ramsey County Jail in St. Paul, Minnesota. He reportedly has a camera focused on him round the clock, and cops check on his cell regularly, all the hallmarks of a suicide watch. For now, our source says Chauvin is in isolation and being watched constantly. There's a camera in his cell watching him 24/7, as well as guards monitoring the feed 24/7. On top of that, he's getting checked on in person every 15 minutes. While TMZ clarified that 15-minute in-person checks are standard for that area of the jail and added that its source wouldn't use the term suicide watch to characterize Chauvin's circumstances, the outlet added other law enforcement sources tell us, yes, that's effectively what's happening at the jail. Chauvin was arrested and charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter for the death of Floyd last week. The former officer can be seen in a video pressing his knee against Floyd's neck for several minutes, despite Floyd's plea, "I can't breathe." An ambulance arrived to tend to Floyd, who lost consciousness, but he later died. His death sparked protests turned violent riots in several cities across the nation, from Minneapolis to New York City to Los Angeles. Many of the protests have been hallmarked by violence against police officers, vandalism, and looting as many, including President Trump, condemn what appear to be organized protests spearheaded by radical left-wing activists, like members of Antifa. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., revealed during a Saturday press conference the bulk of rioters in Minnesota, an estimated 80%, are from out of state. The unofficial estimate feeds the widespread suspicions that the violent riots are, largely, not organic. "I think our best estimate right now that I heard is about 20% is what we think are Minnesotans and about 80% are outside," Walz explained. "So, I'm not trying to deflect in any way. I'm not trying to say there aren't Minnesotans amongst this group," he added.